Okay, we're about to embark upon a new sugya. Also, following the line of a basic theme of these couple of weeks of the definition of ksiva as it relates to Hilchos Gittin, of course, first and foremost, to Hilchos Shabbos, Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos, and all the interface and interplay and inter whatever other things between the different areas of halacha. So there is a basic assumption of the Gemara Maseches Gittin Daf Yutes. And that is the notion of ksav al gabe ksav, not being a ksav. That when I have a pre-existing writing, and then I just simply slap on a little bit more ink on top of the pre-existing letters, that's not considered to be ksav. That's not considered to be ksav pretty much for all areas of halacha. Not for Shabbos, not for Gittin, not for Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos. The Gemara mixes and matches all three different areas of halacha vis-a-vis the sugya of ksav al gabe ksav. The Amoraim in Gittin and Daf Yutes for sure bought into this idea of ksav gav ksav not being good. That was the whole background when the Gemara began with Mavir, Dio Gabi Sikra. The Gemara had a whole discussion about Dio Gabi Sikra, but Dio Gabi Dio for sure is Potter. Sikra Gabi Sikra is for sure Potter. Sikra Gabi Dio, do I hear Moichik maybe, but Kaisev, so clearly the simple cases, case A and case B, Dio Gabi Dio, Sikra Gabi Sikra, for sure, you're going to be part of Mishum Kaisa. That was the Maskaras, the Tchil of Yatsoif, the entire Sugya Gittin Daf Yutes. How did the Amoraim know this to be true? So they read Mishnayos and Maseches Shabbos, because the Mishnah says, Ksav Gav Ksav is not considered Ksav. So they read the Mishnah, that's what they thought the Mishnah means, whether there's another Pshat in the Mishnah, possibly, but the Amoraim and Gittin Daf Yutes for sure all assumed that Ksav Gav Ksav is not considered to be a Maisa Ksiva Nish for Shabbos, and therefore by extension, not for Gittin, not for Sefer Torah, it was nothing, zero. Absolutely worthless, ksav gav ksav. Unless you have some dio gav sikra, then we could begin to negotiate later on this sermon. It is such a davapashad ad ma'oid that ksav gav ksav is absolutely meaningless that the Rishonim are very, very disturbed with the Gemara that appears in Maseches Gittin Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. All of a sudden, the Gemara changes tune and starts to discuss the possibility of ksav gav ksav being valid, being meaningful. In what context does the Gemara discuss it? In the second of the Ma'amar Koimis, the Gemara discusses Amar of Chizda, get your kasa shlo lishma, ve'ever lov kumus lishma. So, Sofer wrote a get. He must have been for one of those Sofer who didn't know the didn't, that you need to require lishma. And he wrote a get shlo lishma. Gevalt, geshrigger, the get's possible out of Raisa, the chos of law, say, ve'lo lishma. So, but we're a little low on paper. So he doesn't want to write, take out another piece of paper. What does he do? He's got plenty of ink, not too much paper. No problem. He takes out his inkwell again, and he traces off all the letters again. On the hay of Harayat, puts on L'shaim Geirishin, L'shaim Ishtam Ishtam Geirishin. Right over the hay again. Baruch Hashem. Right over the Rish, right over the Shevis, right over the Zmanat. He writes the entire get, Nochamo, on top of the pre-existing get, but this time he added in the dimension of L'shmo. So if I would have asked you that Shiloh, what would your initial reaction been to that? Possibly not Torah. Why? Give me the words. Ksav gav ksav. It's meaningless. What in the world is the significance? The second ksav is kevad leisa damin. If it's kevad leisa damin l'chos Shabbos, it's kevad leisa damin l'chos Gittin. So Chizda says, no, not so poshut. We already have a machlekes haTorah about this very topic. Nishtin Gittin, Nishtin Shabbos, and Sefer Torah Tefillah Mezuzos. So guess what, Rabbi Yisai? This is the sugya that's connecting all the dots. We're mamash matching, we're mixing and matching. We're running from one area of kaisev to another area of kaisev. And the Gemara is saying, let me tell you, this is not so poshut, that maybe the get is good. Maybe we could salvage the get. How? You have a machlekes haTanoim. A guy, a mamash, this guy should have been fired for being a sofer a long time ago. He's making so many mistakes. First of all, it's time to write Shem Hashem. So he's about to write, Vaydaber Hashem HaMashem, he's about to write the Shem Hashem. Some say from go run to the mikveh every time. He's about to write the Shem Hashem. Looks at the tikkun, I'm sure. And he gets a call. His phone rings. That's already the problem. That's the source of all problems. His phone rings, the text. He's that's distracted or something. And then, 5 minutes later, okay, he's about to write the Shem Hashem. And, his eyes are getting a little tired, like mine these days. And, he looks again at the tikkun, and he says, Vaidabi Yehuda. Yehuda. Yehuda meets Moshe. Vaidabi Yehuda Moshe. He's about to write Yehuda. Yud Kei Vav Kei. He saw there's a dalot there. It's late at night. The candle, you know, candle's not so clear anymore. And he's about to write the word Yehuda. Because he's about to write the word Yehuda, therefore, what does he not do? He's not Makadish L'Shem Hashem. Now, there happens to be a din. In addition to writing a Sefer Torah, Tzol Mezuzos, L'Shma, L'Shem Kedusha, any and every time you get to Hashem Hashem, you have to be re-Makadish L'Shem. There's a special halach called Kiddush Atzkaros, Kiddush Hashem. We're going to talk a lot about that din later on the Afchot. That's going to come back to us in a whole sugya of itself. What the nature of that din is. Is that a subcategory of Lishma? Is that a new halach? There's a lot of lumens for Chayim's Galoya. There's a lot of terrors on that. But for our purposes, the guy didn't do it. And therefore, when he wrote, he's about to write Yehuda, we're in big problems. We're in bigger problems because he's about to write Yehuda instead of Hashem Hashem. What does the guy do? He gets another phone call in the middle. And he's writing Yehuda. L'shem Yehuda. Not L'shem Hashem, L'shem Yehuda. He's writing Yehuda. Yud. Hey. Well, he's about to write the Dalet. And what happens? Phone rings again. And he gets also to Flegin. Again, the source of all problems, the phone. Again. And what happens when he finishes the job? What does he write? Hey, what did he forget to write? Dalet. So what does he have there? A perfect Shem Hashem that was written what? Shalom Kedusha. Now he wakes up. Now all of a sudden, oh, by golly, gee, today's my lucky day. I have a Shem Hashem here. Oh no, today's my unlucky day because it wasn't written L'Shem Kedusha, it was written L'Shem Yehuda. What do you do next? So that's where the Tanoim begin. So interestingly enough, I thought it was a little cute that Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanoim Rabbi Yehuda, is what to say about this topic. Rabbi Yehuda says, Marvel of Kubus and Makachay, did Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you just take your pen out again, pull your ink out again, shut your phone, and write over the letters Yud Kei Vav Kei L'Shem Kedusha L'Shem. Everybody says that's good. You're good to go. And the Chachamim have a very, very powerful response to Rabbi Yehuda. What do they say? Ein Hashem in Amuchar. That's no good. That doesn't look right. There's something fishy about that. Ad kan divrei ha-braisa. Ad kan divrei ha-chizda. So Chizda told us that this shayla that he raised, when you're writing a get, and you forgot to write l'shma, now you want to be mavel kumus l'shma, that's the age-old machlekes of Tanoim. Did Rabbi Yehuda Chum? Can you do that? Is that an option or not? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's an option. According to Chum, it's not an option. If it's not an option in Sefer Torah, then it's not an option in Gittin, and vice versa. That's where Chizda sized up the topic. And comes Rav Acha ben Yaakov and says, no, not necessarily. It could be the oilam that even the Chacham who are machmer in Sefer Torah would be maker by Gittin. Why is that? Why did the Chacham say it's no good? What was the lashon to the Chacham? What did the Chacham use? What was the phrase they used to Rabbi Yehuda? Ein ha'wat? Ein Hashem in ha'mufcha. That doesn't look nice. That's a lo yafeh. Does that sound that the Chacham holder Rabbi Yehuda is fundamentally wrong, that he's dead wrong, that it's not called ksiva? What does it almost sound like the Chacham is saying back to Rabbi Yehuda? It's not a pretty way of writing, you know. Why is it going to look? It's going to look very funny. Why is it going to look funny? Because the rest of the Sefer Torah is written in one coat of ink, and this is going to have two coats of ink. It's going to look bad. It's going to look strange. It's going to look very unprofessional. So, therefore, Nuch Sefer Torah, the Chum said that's not the right way to do things. But Be'ikaron, is it a ksav? Yeah, of course it's a ksav. Rebbe is right, and therefore Rav Yaakov wanted to argue that in Gittin, where we don't really care whether the get it looks pretty or not, so that doesn't really concern us. You have a pretty get. You don't like draw flowers around again. It doesn't look pretty. Therefore, even the Chum would concede to Rabbi Yehuda that you could write the second time around as long as you're writing it L'Shma. So bottom line is, we really have a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chum in Sefer Torah. We have a machlokes of Chizur Bach of Yaakov, what the Chum said in Uchah Sefer Torah. Did the reason that the Chum disqualified Sefer Torah, does that spill over to Gittin, or maybe we should differentiate between the two? Ad kan divrei ha-Gittin. So there's one thing that's screaming out, mamash, on the top of its lungs from this entire sugya. What is screaming out from this entire sugya? What words don't appear in this entire sugya? What have to come to accept? Stop. Flags down all over this play. What did the Tanoim talk about? Rabbi Yehuda said, it's okay, no problem. Second time, that's good. No problem. We'll just ignore what it's there. Write the second time. What do you mean you write the second time? Your second ksav is nishking ksav. The second ksav doesn't register. It's a ksav agav ksav. You're not chayvin Shabbos for that. So if your second ksav doesn't register because ksav agav ksav is nishke and kaysev, so all you have is the first time around, which was written shalom l'shma. So you're back to where you started from. And even a niach that that's what the Chachamim were concerned with, but according to Rav Acha B'Yachav, that's not true. According to Rav Acha B'Yachav, the Chachamim agreed with Yehuda. They just said, don't do it because it doesn't look pretty by Sefer Torah, but by get, it's okay. So according to Rav Chisda, at least Rav Yehuda's machshir get violation, in flagrant violation of Ksav Gamiksav. But according to Rav Acha B'Yachav, even the Chachamim would be machshir such a get. So what happened to Ksav Gamiksav? That's the age-old question. All of you Sharem have to grapple with this problem. This challenge. What happened to Daf Yetes in Masechus Gittin? How come it disappeared into oblivion on Daf Chof? On Daf Yetes, the Gemara says, Dio da big Dio is Nishkin Kaisev, this is Nishkin Kaisev, this is Nishkin Kaisev. Maybe Dio got be secret, maybe by a stretch. But fundamentally, Ksavagat, nothing, as the Mishnah says, the Masechus Shabbos, Perekabayne, and on Daf Chof, the Gemara forgot what it learned to Daf Yetes. All of a sudden, the Gemara had amnesia on Daf Chof, forgot the entire Sugi Daf Yetes. What's going on? So Tosis comes to the rescue. Comes Tosis and asks his kasha. Tema, what the Rambam says. The Hocham Ashbet Yoga B'Yolo Klumu Linen Shabbos. Who didn't even get? Umashad Lekem and the Poli. Well, come on, Alanga Megillah story. Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim and Rav Achav said it is good. Well, what is flying on Daf Chof? The Tosis goes in the read fourth line. Remember Rabbi Yitzchok. To the Kamon Vada, Shiksava Rishon Hoyeshalo the Shema, Shiksava Sheni Oseil the Shema, Choshim Ksav the Rabbi Yehuda, Ravacha Fil Rabbanon, Choshim Ksav Gabi Get, Val Hocha Shiksav Sheni Mesak and Klum, Fil Rabbi Yehuda Medlo Choshim Ksav. So the Ri says, if you read the Sugya on the Chav carefully, you will realize what factor is present in this equation of Daf Chof that changes all the rules from Daf Yutes. Says the Ri, why is Ksav Agav Ksav Nogun? What's the problem with Ksav Agav Ksav? What is the deficiency of Ksav Agav Ksav? You didn't do anything. What did you do? You didn't do anything. You Pasha did nothing. But what if I can cope with the scenario that I did do something? Notwithstanding the fact that there was a ksav there beforehand, I improved upon that ksav. I changed that ksav. I did accomplish something. So maybe all bets are off. Maybe that is called a ksav. Notwithstanding the fact that it's agave ksav rishayin. Now, does anyone have any precedent for that idea? Did Tosfos make this up?
No.
Where do we have already such a precedent in the Chazal?
That
Yogam Sikra. Right? Yogam Sikra is chayav. Rabbi Yechon Shlachsam Chavayu, Yogam Sikra is chayav. We think that means chayev until we find out later it doesn't. But we think it means chayev. So we already have a precedent in halacha that an improvement can override the otherwise deficiency of ksav agav ksav. So is the Ri a leap of faith, or is the Ri just a simple application, just a simple extension of what already appears in Daf Yetes? Would you view this Ri as being one small step for man, or one large step for mankind? How would you mind this read? The Ri made up this idea, because otherwise he's looking at the Gemara in the face and the Chof, he can't make any sense of it. No, there's improvement.
If you consider the Shema to be an actual improvement.
I think the Shema is a great improvement. What's my hesitation? What's your hesitation? What is the difference? Wait a second. The Ri is building upon what it says in Daf Yetes, that improvement can override the otherwise deficiency of Ksav Gav Ksav being meaningless, but the Ri took it to a whole other level. On Daf Yetes, we're talking about it went from red shvach, and we all know red ink is very improved. Remember we said this last week, even though the guys asked me and I said, I'm not sure why, but red ink is really bad. Black ink, this is an ink. That's a physical, you ask the ink people, you ask the printers, ask, give me a good, who's a famous guy running a printing press, who's that? Who's the guy in America? What? Who? Gutenberg, give me some other guys, come on. Who printed the Gemara, no? Before Sansino was at the same time. Bomberg, no? Yeah, of course he was a goy. Yeah, he came up with the... Nobody before him figured out to put Rashi inside, Tosfos on the outside. They're not going to figure out to put Rashi on top and the bottom. He's like, he said, I'm goy, Shukav, figured out that you put the... You put the Rashi on the inside, Tosfos on the outside, four lines on top. He came up with the whole Tzuras Adam. Amazing. Okay? It lasted. It lasted for hundreds of years. So you have to interview all the guys who know print, and they'll tell you, oh, come on, Rabbi, from red to black, Dosa to Tikkun, from Shalom Lishma to Lishma. That's halachic in nature. That's spiritual in nature. That doesn't talk to the printing press. And therefore, the reason, Gevaldigish, he's built off of Daf Yutes, but the Re went much, much further than the Gemara does on Daf Yutes. But what do you want for the Re? He had no choice. He had no mysterious in the Gemara and Daf Chaf. He had no other way, Pshat in the Gemara. So he came up with his razzle-dazzle extensions. It was a tremendous leap for mankind. But the Re got himself into a pickle. Not as bad as yesterday's pickle, but he got himself into a pickle. What's the pickle the Re got himself into? He went a little bit too far. I'll tell you why. Because there's a sugya in Masechet Shabbos where the Mishnah actually says the phrase Ksav Gabi Ksav. Anyone look up the Gemara in Shabbos? Third of the Mamakomis, this is a quote for the Mishnah. Ksav Gabi Ksav is Potter. As I state in the Mishnah, Ksav Gabi Ksav is Potter. Mantan, who is the author of this Mishnah? Ksav Gabi Ksav is no good. I'm Rav Chizda Deloik Rebbe Yehuda. Because according to Rebbe Yehuda, who clearly holds that Ksav Gabi Ksav is Chayav, why? Because Rebbe Yehuda says it works Lekadosh HaShem. So if it works Lekadosh HaShem, it must be work to make you Chayav as well. So therefore, it must be Mantana Deloik Rebbe Yehuda. At kind of the Gemara doesn't even, Rav Achleach doesn't even make a grand appearance there for whatever reason. The Gemara just kind of stops at that point and moves on to the next part of the Mishnah. So I'm Rav Chizda like Rav Yehuda. So you're sitting there now in Rav Chizda's yeshiva. Who's sitting in the front row in Rav Chizda's yeshiva? Who is two-star Tamidim? Nobody knows. Rav and Rav Chama. Gemara says that Rav Chizda too is a super-duper crackerjack. The best Tamidim he had were Rav and Rav Chama. So Rav and Rav Bachoma are sitting there. The young Rav and young Rav Bachoma are sitting there. And Rav Chizda is saying Shir. Rav Chizda is reading Mishnayis, Masechet Shabbos. Ksav Gabi Ksav is Potter. I'm Rav Chizda. Ooh, this is the law. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda would never buy into our Mishnah. What's my problem now, Reza? According to the Rish Tikkul Torah, why did Rabbi Yehuda say the second Ksav is good? Didn't Rabbi Yehuda know the Ksav Gabi Ksav is no good? Everybody knew that. What's the answer? Rabbi Yehuda was Mechadish that the second Ksav is what? Is Lishma. So it's improving. It's adding a dimension. It's adding a characteristic. That's the only reason why Rabbi Yehuda said what he said. If that's the case, so what's Rabbi Yehuda? How can a Sacharik say, I'm Rabbi Yehuda, must listen to like Rabbi Yehuda? What do we look like Rabbi Yehuda? The Mishnah reads like a charm, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah's not talking about writing Lishma. The Mishnah's talking about some nincompoop who has a... Yesterday he wrote happy birthday, and now on top of it he writes, talk about happy birthday. So the Mishnah says, he's Potter. Where in the world did Rav Chizda see in the Mishnah that the Mishnah is addressing that the second Ksav is the end of the dimension of Lishma? So according to the Rish, I understand where he's coming from. My heart goes out to the Heiliger Rish. You know what we think about the Baalei Tais. You know we love the Baalei Tais, the Rish, the Rabbeim. So I understand what prompted the Rish to make this leap of faith, because he's reading the Yutes, reading the Chaf, and the Kifre. He's scrolling back, well, he didn't have Yutes and the Chaf. Those are thanks to Bamberg. We don't even know the numbers of pages. Can you imagine what learning was like in the olden days? I say to you, it's a Gemara Maseches Gittin. Where in the middle? It's a Gemara Baba Basra. Where towards the beginning of the Masechta? You ever notice that Rashi says, Bashile Perak? Why did Rashi give you the Daf? Because there were no Daf in the days of Rashi. So we have to put the Daf, but half the time they write the wrong Daf. Bamberg. What? Bamberg. Bamberg. So, Nochamo Bamberg. So he came up with the daf. Can you imagine? Before him, nobody thought of putting it up. And people had different layouts. I'm reading a Gemara. My manuscript ends on one page, and your manuscript ends on another page. It was mind-boggling. Everyone was able to even talk to each other.
You had the chazer a whole masechta to find something.
It's good. You had to work hard. It wasn't so easy. So the Re is in a pickle because he's turning the pages from the quote-unquote Daf Yutes to the quote-unquote Daf Chaf. He's scrolling back and forth and back and forth and saying, Ksav gam ksav is no good here, and all of a sudden it makes Baruch Hu come back on the chaf. What's going on? Must be my shtickle teira, improvement, spiritual improvement, lishma. So Tosis says, wait a second. Your pshat is so great in Gittin, but it fails miserably in Shabbos. So what did the Gemara mean in Shabbos? Rav Chisda, but it's like Rabbi Yehuda. Why did Rav Chisda think that this mishnah is like Rabbi Yehuda? So you know where it says Kasha? Tosis says Kasha. So Tosis says, Uveperek haboine, disnan, ksav gam, ksav pota, v'am Rav Chisda, v'sin like Rabbi Yehuda, lo boilet mekeshe en ksav ha-shen misak en klum, tefir Rabbi Yehuda moide en ksav, Shum de masnisen mashle de bechol inyan potter a filu kos of get a sefer Torah shlo shma ve lo shabbos kumus lo shma lo chi mugi ki rabbonim Everyone saw the Taisa? That's what the Taisa just answered. Taisa said, no, Rav Chisda understood that if the Mishnah makes a statement, Ksav agav Ksav is potter, it means under all circumstances under the sun, no exceptions whatsoever. Im Timtzi Loimi de Rabbi Yehuda is the order for Mishnah. The Mishnah should have said, Ksav agav Ksav potter, aval im kosav get l'shma, agav ishalo l'shma chayiv. So Tosfos says from the reading of the Mishnah, simple reading of the Mishnah, the Mishnah is all inclusive. There's no ands or buts in the Mishnah. Tanoim got up and said, they had in mind Baruch Kotchem, any possible scenario is going to be covered by that statement, and therefore Imtum Zlom in the Mishnah was rebuted, should have said it as an exception. That was Pshat and Rav Chisda. Now again, I'm not going to argue with the Re, but you see that Kasha, you see that Teretz, you know what? Someone's going to argue with that. I mean, that's the weak link of Tosfos, no question about it. The Shtickle Torah of the Re is really good. I mean, it's an extension, it's a chiddush, but we like chiddushim. The Re built on Diog HaBisikra and extended it to spiritual tikkun. I got all that. Okay, you know, I can argue it. I got it. But this is a textual problem. This is not a conceptual problem against the Re. This is a textual, got the Re into a corner, and the Re had to bail out of the corner. But Tosfos gets into even more hot water. The water's not even, it's barely yet, so it's about to become scalding in a second. Shabbos model. Taisa says, I want to challenge somebody else who doesn't appear in Shabbos Daf Kuf Beis at all, in Kuf Dalet at all. That's from Acha by Yaakov. Rav Acha by Yaakov, remember he said that everybody agrees to that model of Rabbi Yehuda. There's nothing fundamentally wrong with that model of Rabbi Yehuda that the second Ksav added, albeit it's a spiritual addition, but that's okay. We like spirituality. We're Ruchnius kind of people. So we can accept the idea of a spiritual addition. And the only reason why the Chachamim disqualified in the case of Rabbi Yehuda was for a logistical issue of Hiddur Mitzvah, Zekeli Bianveyo, what's itself of Mitzvahs, and Hashem and Amuvcha, those kinds of reasons. But Ikaron, everybody buys into that Svara of Rabbi Yehuda, which again, the Re's presentation of the Svara of Rabbi Yehuda, that spiritual Tikkun counts. And that's going to be mechayev. That's going to override the otherwise sure of Tzara. That was Rav Acha by Yaakov. Can someone please tell me how Rav Acha by Yaakov reads the Mishnah Masechet Shams? What does the Mishnah say? Ksav agav ksav is potur. Whereas Rav Chisda was able to say what? Rav Chisda could say with a straight face, Masnisin the what? The Lok Rav Yehuda. Rav Acha by Yaakov can't say that. So we move from Rav Chisda's yeshiva to Rav Acha by Yaakov's yeshiva. How did he learn Pshat in the Mishnah? How could Ksav agav Ksav be potur, gevalt? Rav Yehuda and the Chum both hold it's not true. What's the obvious answer? What would Rav Acha by Yaakov say? What would he say to you? Textual. We're not learning lambda stuff. It's textual. You have to read Gemara's also once in a while. What would Rav Acha by Yaakov get you? You're reading a Mishnah according to Rav Acha by Yaakov. Ksav agav Ksav potur. Aye, but you, Rav Acha by Yaakov, in Maseches Gittin, and Daf Chav say that everybody agrees that Marvel of Kumus L'Shma really works. That is a Ksav. What's the answer to that, Kasha? You're making funny faces. What? What's the Kasha in the first place? What?
It's not visible. The original answer, Tosin.
Hey, here, listen to my Kasha, okay? The Mishnah says, Ksav agav Ksav potur. How dare you, Rav Yaakov, say that it's not true when you add a Lishma, so you're chayef.
Not adding a Lishma.
What do you say by that? That means, what's the Mishnah talking about?
Visible.
What's the Mishnah talk? The what?
You don't add
Lishma. Good morning. The Mishnah's talking about happy birthday. On top of happy birthday. Why in your wildest dreams do you think the Mishnah's talking about this crazy cockamamie guy who forgot to write Lishma and now he's adding on Lishma? So Rav Achava Yaakov will say, the Mishnah is not even our discussion. The Mishnah is not talking about adding Lishma. The Mishnah is talking about the basic din of Ksav Gav Ksav, which everybody, even me, subscribes to. Which is what we thought all along. So now, what does Tosfos have to say now? Rav Chisda, who finagled and said, no, Masis look, Rav Yehuda, he was learning Pshat the Mishnah this Mishunadik away, that the Mishnah is talking about any case and every case under the sun, and therefore he had to say, Masis look, Rav Yehuda. And we thought that was so bizarre. It's terribly bizarre. It's so bizarre that Rav Achav Yaakov didn't say it. Nobody said such a thing. Rav Achav Yaakov couldn't have learned that Pshat, because according to him, everybody agrees that when you add the Shema, you chayev. So we're back to square one. Tosfos, the Re, we appreciate what they did. We understand the Lomdus. We got the Chiddush of spiritual over physical. I got all that. But the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet doesn't read smoothly. Rav Chisda Basnisa Lok Rav Yehuda, you have to push and push and push the square peg into the round hole. You got to push in this pshat and say, no, the Mishnah really meant to include anything and every case under the sun. Even though Rav Achav Yaakov didn't think that was true and nobody else thought that was true, Rav Chisda thought that was true. Therefore, because Rav Chisda was so convinced that the Mishnah is so all-inclusive, only he had to make the statement, Basnisa Lok Rav Yehuda. Taisa said it. We're going to argue Taisa said it. You have a better pshat? I don't have a better pshat. So I don't have a better pshat to solve the dilemma on Daf Yotes and Daf Chof and Gittin, so we're going to have to stick to Tosfos. Even though in the back of our minds we suspect there's something fishy here, we suspect other Rishonim have different pshat, because the Gemara in Shabbos doesn't read like a charm like we'd like it to, but what are you going to do? Sometimes Gemaras have to... You doch of Yochav Nafshi, what do you do? You have to stick it in a little bit because we don't have anything better. So we're going to take Tosfos' word for it. If Tosfos, the Re went to sleep at night comfortable with this, I'm going to take a nap also with this. I'm okay with this also. With all my cash, so I'm okay with this. But I want to understand now, I want to get into Lomdus right now. Forget the text for a second, get to Lomdus. We have a precedent in Chazal for a second Ksav carrying the day when there's a tikkun, physical tikkun. But this is spiritual tikkun. Are we okay? This is the question, the real question. This is the equation on the board. If I withdraw the equation, it's the only thing I'm giving you a musr. But here's the equation. Ruchnius equals Gashmius, or Ruchnius doesn't equal Gashmius. Gashmius is better than Ruchnius. Gashmius makes you your second Ksav. From red to black, there's a Gashmius sticker change. Bamberg identifies this. The printers of old, Mr. Sansino, Mr. Bamberg, Mr. Didn't Benjamin Franklin also have a printing press?
Yeah.
Probably. He had everything else if I had a printing press also. So, when the physical, when the Goyim, when the printers, the guys getting PhD in printing, they're the ones who tell you that it's an improvement, does it an improvement. Does Ruchnius equal Gashmius? Does a Ruchnius Tikkun qualify as an improvement to tilt the balance in the favor of saying the second Ksav is a Ksav? Heinin Shabbos, Heinin Git, Heinin L'chol Dira Torah. Is that true or not? That's a $1 million question. Where would we even go to look about this question? How would we ever begin to analyze this question? Can Ruchnius do what Gashmius can do, or no? You think the Rans, Minbino and Boto, wow, that's pretty lumdish. That's Rabbi Yehuda Chacham. That's wild. Wow. Same names, interestingly enough. Rabbi Yehuda Chacham. Rabbi Yehuda, has Rabbi Yehuda look at the world there? He looked at the world through the eyes of Gashmius, not the Ruchnius. So the Ruby's not Lashutos.
Okay.
It would have been pretty crazy, but not for now. So let's stick to a simple area of halacha. After all, we're mixing and matching Shabbos and Gittin, so it's all basically the same. It's all questions of Ksiva. So I'm going to throw out a question to as follows. Why is Ksav Agav Ksav no good? What are you lacking in the second Ksav? Give me a word. Give me a Hebrew word. Full letter Hebrew word.
Klum addition.
I want you to think a little bit more in terms of Shabbos. I have happy. It says happy on the paper.
Creation.
And now I write Nochamel happy on. It's lacking in what? It's a term we used a lot in the last sugya. It's like there's no tikkun here. I didn't say it's a kiln grove. I didn't say you destroyed. I didn't think you did anything negative, but you didn't accomplish anything. My honey on your mice. What were you misaking? What did you gain? Who said that word? Who said the word tikkun is the key word here? Who used that word, that phrase in our sugya? Taisus. The fifth line, who read the Taisus? Fifth line of the Taisus, the fourth of Mamakomis, so the end of the line. Of Al Hokoshik Sav Shani Aino wa Aino Misakin Klum. Taisus said the word tikkun. So this entire sugya of Gabik Sav is here measuring, we're using measuring rods, using barometers to measure degrees of tikkun. That's the key. If you accomplish tikkun, you're chayev. If you didn't accomplish tikkun, you're potter. So a regular plain happy on top of happy birthday, that birthday is in a misakin klum. Diyoa gabi sikra is a gavaldika tikkun because Bamberg and Sincero and Ben Franklin signed off on it. And the reason b'chadesh that it could be that's the kuzma chavidin nechachamim is the tikkun that Moshe Rabbeinu views as important. Is that as much of a tikkun as a Bamberg tikkun? That's the real question. So when you learn this sugya, all of a sudden you realize that this sugya is not, there's nothing to do with kosev anymore. We just took this entirely out of the word of kosev. We're asking a global question. When the halacha requires tikkun, it has to be an improvement. There are certain halachas that depend upon improvement. So whether something is called the ma'aseh kosev depends on, is it mesakin klum or nish mesakin klum? Zoy shteikin tosis. How do you mag the tikkun halach? Is tikkun defined in the physical realm, or can tikkun also be defined in the spiritual realm? So I got a great place to look. I want to look at Ruchah Shabbos, because again, we're mixing and matching. Shabbos and Gittin, it's all the same to us. So let's look at Ruchah Shabbos and ask ourselves that question. Which of the Lamentas Malachas would be the best one to look at? Chayr, Zareya, Kites, and Satna, Amr, Dosh, Bishal. Skipped a few. Give me one. Would be the best place to look. Absolutely, you hit it on the nose. 1 out of 39, you got it right. You won the lottery. Why? Why is that the best one? Because Chazal have another word to describe Makapatish. What is it?
Tikkun
Kli. Masakin Kli. Or Masakin Mona, which is just the Aramaic word. Mona means a Kli in Aramaic. So Chazal themselves viewed Makapatish through the eyes of Tikkun. Wouldn't this be a great place to look? To ask ourselves the following question, what would it then be? If I accomplish a change in something, I improved something, but my improvement was an improvement in the halachic sphere, in the halachic universe, not in the physical universe. That would be a great litmus test to see. What is the answer to that question? Is that called chayev? Is that called potter? If a tikkun hilchati qualifies as a tikkun to define makwepatish, then it most probably follows that it's a tikkun vis-a-vis ksav agabi ksav, which would be exactly what the Ri is trying to sell us here. Whereas if I can somehow prove to you that a tikkun hilchati does not meet the mark, there is a difference between gashrus and ruchnius, the Moshe Rabbeinu standard of tikkun and Bamberg's are not the same, and the halacha, this may sound like fear, but follows Bamberg. That means definitions of tikkun. Tikkun is defined by Elam Hazah, not by Elam Haba, not by the Ruchniyistika world. The halacha is a reflection of the real here and now of Elam Hazah. If that's true, then the Ri is in a lot of trouble. So what's the answer to that question? Anyone have any idea? I need you to put on your Google caps and to chaz all shasta. I want you to go from Brachas to Nida. I want you to find me an example of Makabe Patish, that I was quote unquote misakin something, but it wasn't the physical tikkun, it was a spiritual tikkun of nature, and I want you to tell me, Chayav Apotter. Pretty good, pretty good. I have this food that I can't eat right now. You're helping me. Mr. Olti, you're helping me. I have this food, and I can't eat it. It's tefil. I go ahead and I take off the proper tubes of mice. All of a sudden, I'm allowed to eat it. Are you allowed to do it on Shabbos and Yom Kippur? What does the Mishnah say in Beitzah, second parak? You're not allowed to do that. Ein mafrishin trumas b'maisis b'shabbos yontif. Why? Mechsei kibisake. It looks like it's misake. I'll give you another example. I have a kli that's tomei, and I bring it to the mikvah on Shabbos and Yontif. What does the Mishnah say? You're not allowed to do that. Why? Mechsei, it looks, it smacks a little bit like misake. Says the Minchas Chinuch in the Maischa Shabbos, where'd the chav come from? Maischa Shabbos is the Minchas Chinuch on that kudrus that he writes in the middle of Sefer Chinuch, in the middle of the Minchas Chinuch on the Shabbos, on the mitzvah Shabbos, he calls it the Maischa Shabbos. Says Minchas Chinuch, why did Chazal say Kim Misake? What happened to Misake Mamish? What's the answer? I have a kli, it's tomei, and now it's tar. Beforehand, it was ruining my truma, it was ruining my kachur, my karm pesach. I couldn't use it. And now, Baruch Hu, I can use it. Says Michas Chinuch, because you have to ask one person, and one person alone. Who is that one person? What does his name have to be? I need someone. Give me somebody here. Come on.
Rabbi.
No.
Frank.
Caesar.
Caesar. You have to ask Caesar. You have to ask a goy. Caesar probably didn't know too much about fixing pots. He knew a lot about empires and winning wars, but not too much about fixing pots. And you give me a guy's name who knows a lot about fixing pots. What? I thought Tuval Kayan is an out there. Right? Oh, George Foreman, that's a good one. I was thinking of Tuval Kayan, Lotesh Kol Chorish. George Foreman, that's a good one. So I have to, George, I have to show him this pot and say, George, I got a broken pot, and I just fixed the pot. What do you think, George? You know what he says? He says, Rabbi, the Mechilas Kveincha, your pot wasn't broken. What was broken about your pot? George, you don't understand. A dead mouse touched it, and now if I touch truma to it, it's going to make a tome. Not misa, terrible to death. And George says, Rabbi, there's nothing wrong with this pot. However, what if I bring George another pot? The pot's not working. What goes into the George Foreman thing to make it work? What has to, I don't know, something wrong, shortage, I don't know, something wrong with it. George, no problem. Let me bring it to my mechanics. They'll fix it up for you. Dawson's a broken pot. They got transformed to be a fixed pot. Rabbi, your pot was never broken. As the phrase goes, if it ain't what? If it ain't broken, don't fix it. So that translates means if it ain't broken, and fixing it is not makabatish. Okay? I'm a drabana. I can do anything. The world of Hilchos Shabbos, catch this, Rabbi Isai. Maybe don't quote me this one. Hilchos Shabbos was not given for the Beis Medrash. Hilchos Shabbos was given for George Foreman. It was given for the workplace. It was given for the mechanics. It was given for Bombergs. It wasn't given for the Satay. So, I'm the Psilim, Gamish, Rosh, Karelim. That means we have to keep Shabbos, but they're the ones who determine what's called tikkun or not. It's got to be a tikkun. So I stayed in Bichas Chinuch. However, the story is not as simple as it may sound. And I'll tell you why. This does not bode well for the Ri. So let's elaborate a little bit on this fundamental the question about Gashmas and Ruchnius in this world. And you guys are going to appreciate this because you know the previous sugya that we learned. So you're going to know all these terms. I don't have to spend time explaining all this to you. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel Beis. What the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah starts it, and the Gemara quotes a Bryce to elaborate, follow up on it. The guy has a Hadas. First day of Sukkahs. He's got a Hadas. And the Hadas has a lot of berries on it. Now, you guys never saw berries. Anyone here ever see berries in Hadas, Mr. Alter? You saw berries in Hadas, right? Why? Because you lived before the year 1990, okay? So about, I don't know how many years ago, somebody came up with this great idea. You know, Hadas didn't grow, have berries, so naturally they grow. There are berries on Hadas. And that could cause problems, because if the berries are certain colors and too many of them, they could potentially disqualify the Hadas. So the mission is you could pluck them off, and then the Hadas is kosher. So in the old days, when you looked for Hadasim, there were berries on Hadas, but you had to take a look and see if they're green, if they're red, if they're black, if they're too many, not too many. That was part of looking for kosher Hadas. Somebody came up with this great idea several years ago to market Hadas and to avoid, you don't have to bother looking anymore. They'll categorize them. There's Aleph, Aleph plus, Aleph plus. Every year there's another plus that's added, another few dollars that's added. And they make sure there are no berries on them. They make sure they're all mishuloshim. That's, at least that's what they tell you. And you pay per shiur. If you think you want chazanish l'chadchila, you pay another $10 per das. If you want the Chaim Noah b'dieved, you pay a few dollars less. You know, again, that's the market right now. So in the process, they threw out all the das, all the berries. Nobody knows anything. But I grew up with das and berries, and you had to figure out whether they're kosher or not. So the Mishnah predated the Chazanish's L'chadchil Hadassah. So the Mishnah says, if you have too many berries, another Mumi Olav, and the wrong color berries, that could disqualify the entire Hadassah. Fine, it's not hundreds, whatever the reason for that is. So the Mishnah says, you're allowed to pluck the berries off, no problem. But make sure the aim amount to be Yontif. You can't pluck them off on Yontif itself. Why can't you pluck them off on Yontif? What's wrong with plucking them off on Yontif? What's wrong? So the Gemara says, Tikkun Kli, Tikkun Mona. The Hadassah was broken beforehand, and now you pluck off the berries. That's a problem. Like with Patish.
George would see a difference in the Hadas.
Wait, George, hold on. That's what the Mishnah says. Eim amat the miyom. The Gemara says Mishnah the Misakin Mana. Now, let's plug into yesterday's topic. Comes the Hilgat Tana of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon and says, "Ve'emiyatan la'achila." Shari. What if it's first day Sukkos and the guy's about to go to shul? He wants to, you know, make himself a little salad, a little fruit salad. And he's looking around, scrounging around for some berries to add to the fruit salad. He's like, "Golly, I got these great hadassim, I got these wonderful berries. They look really good. Let me pluck off the berries. I'll eat the berries, throw them into my fruit salad." Mikta le'achila. You know what the Mishnah says? What do we know what the Bryce says? Mutu. What's the problem? No big deal. What's the problem? I'm planning on eating berries. What's wrong with planning on berries? It's detached. I'm not plucking the berries off the tree. They're detached from the... What's the problem with plucking off berries off of a branch? I can't eat berries. We can't eat berries on Yom Tov. Mikta le'achila mutu. Yes, the Gemara. Hamasakin kli. But by doing that, you are what? You're lemaisi, you're fixing the berry. Lemaisi, you're fixing the hadas. So it's very cute and very nice that your kavanah is to eat the berries, but lemaisi, by doing so, you are going to be makshir the hadas. Anyone know what the next line of Gemara is? You have a Gemara Sukkah? Anyone know the next line? Lama Gimelbe is a very famous Gemara Sukkah. Tadrabon, Eva Mati Biyot, the Shum Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Omru Mati. Frank is what Uncle Besak and Mona Biyot. Omru Vashi got Shalit on the Achila. For Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, Sovala Ka'avuha, to Omar. Guess what the next words are? Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon held like his tate, like the who? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. He was the one who was in the cave with his father. So he learned the Chavrus for 12 years, and then some with his father. So he held like his father, that held what? Dovash emiskavin mutter. Held like the Tata. Rabbi Shimon said, this is a Dovash emiskavin. Why? What's my goal here, Rabbi Yisrael? What am I trying to do? Trying to beat berries in a salad. I'm not being mechavin to be makshir hadas, and therefore it's mutter. Now, what's the next line of the Gemara? Habayv Rava Dami Trevayu. I can't even find it, but that's what it's going to say. Habayv Rava Dami Trevayu. Mod Rav Shem Pesik Reisha Velo Yomus. Pesik Reisha. And we know the next line? Hocham Ayaskina De Islay Oshana Chariti. Oshana, and we use the term Oshana to root to our rubbers, but Oshana's in Chazal meant the Hadassah and the rubbers together. So what does it mean? Is there Oshana Charite? Just teach words. Words. What do the words mean? He has another one. So he doesn't need this one. So that's why it's okay. So So all of a sudden, Zach and the whole team put in a lumdish twist to this, and they said, "Oh, what's the Gemara saying? It's a what? It's a psigrational nichalei, and therefore what? Therefore, it's mutter. That's when mishum Rabbi Lozer b'shimin amru v'matin. Frank the Gemara misakin wana, and for the Gemara psigration. Frank the Dov Shem Scott. Frank the Gemara psigration for the Gemara psigrational nichalei." Which Rishon do you think is sitting in the corner smiling before the Rishonim even? Smiling. What city are they celebrating in right now? Which yeshiva? What city? What? The city of Rome. The Hele Gabala Oruch. Benosni Shremi is sitting with his Tamidim and smiling and saying, "I told you so." It's a Beferishik one that Flamin give him a base. They didn't. 500 years before Bamberg. Bamberg was also Italian, no? Wasn't he? Was Bamberg Italian? He was German. One of them was Italian, one was German. I forgot already. So Tzida was Zichar Italian. So comes the Aruch and says, this Gemara reads like a charm. This is my Raya. This is one of his 15 Raya. Psikreishlo nichalei is mutal l'chadchila. How do you get out of this? Who is it now behoove to get out of this quickly? Who's got to get out of this? The Re better get out of this really quickly. So you know what the Re says? What does the Re say? So Tosis in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kuf Gimel Aleph quotes this Kasha, this Raya of the Aruch, and says, "How would the Re respond to this?" You know what Tosis says? This Tikkun Kli here, Beshmeh, is only a what? It's only the Rabbanan that could Tikkun Kli anyway. So even we who disagree with the Aruch by Psikreishit Lo Nichalei, we're moided to the Aruch. If there's only an Issa Drabbanan anyway, it's so kal anyway, psikreishtal nichla an Issa Drabbanan, that even we can see it is okay. How do you know that? That's this Gemara in Sukkah Daflam Gimel Beis. It's this Gemara that pushed the Re into the corner to be made halfway to the Aruch. At least Chachmei Sukkim Drabbanan. In order for this pshat to fly, you have to assume that this is only a Tikkun mid Drabbanan. Why is this only a Tikkun mid Drabbanan? Why? Because it's only a what? Spiritual tikkun. Show this hadas with the berries to a florist. Bring him to the goyish of florist. They ask him, "I want to bring this to my wife for her anniversary. It's got berries on it." So you know what the florist says? "It's beautiful. The berries are beautiful. It enhances it. She's going to love it. Wow. That's the way. It's a beautiful bouquet. What's wrong with it?" "No, it's wrong because it's another mrubus be omar, that it's not called a hodor anymore. It's not like this. It's not called a ta'it. It's called a priyash. It's a suya." "Rabbi, my name is who? Give me a good name of a florist."
"Pierre."
"Pierre says," he says, "Vosva, what?" He didn't say Vosva. He says, "What's wrong?" "Mabaya." I don't know what he says. I don't know the language he talks anymore.
French.
"Parlez-vous français?" "This is not good. This is great. This is fantastic." "Un glass quen?" I don't know, whatever he says. So there's nothing wrong with this. If it ain't broken, don't fix it. That's what Taisa says, that this is only a tikkun mid the Rabbanan. This is like Tfilas Kalim. It's like a Fashum Sema, it's only a tikkun mid the Rabbanan, therefore we can see it to the Aruch. But I am sorry to report back that there are some Yishayim who don't accept this. There's a Mordechai in Masechet Sukkah that says that this is the real McCoy. This is Tikkun Kli Deraisa. That Teretz of Tais and Shabbos Kuf Gimel is incorrect. This is the real McCoy Tikkun Deraisa. Mamish, 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 pruto kamashmo. This is a Tikkun Deraisa. So what's the answer? Either the Aruch's right, or maybe something else is going on here. Maybe there's some other reasons. You got to learn Sukkot Laflam and Gimel Beis to figure out Rashi has another pshat. And then Taisus somewhere has a different shot. There are other answers to this question. The Taisus answer in Shabbos is not the only answer. So suffice it, you have to know that this machlokes Taisus and Shabbos against the Mordechai and Sukkah, is this a tikkun deraisa or not? What's the problem, everybody? Say, what's the plum in the Mordechai?
He's got to figure out our
sugya
differently.
Our sugya, forget our sugya. What does he have to figure out? He's got much more serious problems. How could anyone in the right mind say that tikkun spiritual tikkun is a tikkun? He's against what, Mr. Alter? You told me before, he's against what? Why does the Gemara Beitza say that Tovin Kalim is only a what? A Mechzik in the Sakin? What's the difference between plucking berries, according to the Mordechai, and toiveling pots? According to Tosfos, they're the same. This is the Rabbanan, this is the Rabbanan. Why? Because both of them are lacking a physical tikkun. Spiritual tikkunim don't register under the spectrum of tikkun in halacha.
Still changing
physically. The Mordechai is going to say a different word. Mordechai is going to say a different word. Mordechai is going to say spiritual tikkunim are irrelevant when there's no physical demarcation whatsoever. Spiritual tikkunim can suffice when it looks different physically, even though that look of different physically doesn't really matter physically. That's a tremendous chiluk between the two. You look at a pot that's tameh and a pot that's tohar, unless you have absolute ruach hakodesh and you can somehow feel the spiritual, you know, you have spiritual radar antenna that can tell you what's tohar, what's tohar, nobody can tell the difference. The Mordechai says, when you have something that there's no shinoi b'chlal in olam hazeh, there's no way in the world that's bachal patish deraisa, not a chance. But plucking off the berries is a shinoi. Pierre will tell you, this has berries, it doesn't have berries. Pierre will laugh, I don't know what the difference is. I'll tell you what the difference is. The Mishnah says, one's kosher, one's possible. The nekudas of achloik is the Mordechai and Tosfos is not, do we totally and completely ignore spiritual tikkun? No, not so simple. Everybody agrees that when you have something that's not Nikolayan, the chlal, not even a chance of being Nikolayan, that's not a tikkun deraisa. It cannot be a tikkun deraisa. That's Mishnayis sugya. That's not refutable. The only machlokes Tosfos and the Mordechai is when you have something that's the consequences are a tikkun in halachic nature, but the physical change is real. It's tangible. You can touch it. You can feel. You can see it. Therein lies the machlokes Tosfos and the Mordechai. That's the background, as I say. Let's take that background now. Now that we spent 20 minutes, now let's read Tosfos and give the Nefi test. You can't read the Tosfos and give the Nefi test unless you learn this again. Comes the Re and tells you that Ksav Agav Ksav is a Gornish, you're not a chai for that. It's not a Gornish, Ksav Agav Ksav. Why? Because it's lacking what? What was the word? Tell you to say it. I didn't say it. Ain't a second clue. Other. No. When you write on top of that first ksav what, you put in a second layer of ink and you do it what? Lishma. When the halacha required lishma, all of a sudden that's a game changer. That's what Jesus said. It's an absolute and total game changer. That transforms what was otherwise a p'tur into a brand new category. Now it's a world of chiyuv. You chayev? Because you were just misaking. I want you to analyze, look really carefully at a piece of paper with the following words on it, okay? Harem utas l'chol adam, that was not written l'shma, and then it was superimposed l'shma. Is that a tikkun? A deraisa de katikun? Who do you think maybe would call that a deraisa de katikun? You know why? It's nicker. It's darker than it was. If you ask Bamberg, does that matter? No. It was perfectly legible before. You didn't hear anything. It's not black on red. It's black on black. Nothing accomplished your own Mahaza, but it's nicker I am. So according to the Mordechai, maybe I could sell this as being a tikkun. And I could stop you for Chil Shabbos for this. I could match you get the base. I could talk that language. I could match you some Torah based on that possibly. We have more Shabbos. the Baal Plukta the Aruch. The biggest Baal Plukta the Aruch is who? Is the Ri. And Tosfos in Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph says, wait a second. According to the Ri, what do you do with this Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Gimel? To which Tosfos says, "Mu Yesh Laimet the Eisek Tikan Muat Kmo Miat Anovim the Os Elam Tirabon the Gosu Cham B'Shei Donene." It was the Ri who Tosfos said this teretz too. So maybe we could kvetch according to the Mordechai and Sukkah, the Ri's model is not bad, but the Ri proper, who probably didn't buy into that Mordechai, probably was the representation of the Tyson's Shabbos Daf Kuf Gimel. Go back to the drawing board. How could it be? How are you talking to Varkaza? How could the Ri, who was the biggest anti-tikkun, spiritual tikkunim, being tikkunim, because he needed to say that, because otherwise he would have been stuck in the Aruch's camp. He had to knock down Mamatit and Viadas to be a Dirabonin. He had lace bravery. He had to say that. And now he just got himself into a pickle in the Sugya of Ksav HaGav. So by say, yesterday's Sugya, the last couple of days Sugya, and today's Sugya, we thought were two separate Sugyas. All of a sudden we just realized that the two Sugyas are interlinked with one another. It's because of Shita Sari in last Sugya, who was the biggest anti-Aruch person, that now creates a dilemma for himself in today's Sugya. So we have a problem. We have a big problem. Who would have ever thought that the Ri of the Sugya of Meichen, Olam Slichtoiv, the Ri would get himself into hot water in Ksav HaGav Ksav? I think about it. We'll come up with something by tomorrow. Okay?
Now he's in Yatzalat as well.